So this question is about Switzerland. What's my take on the Swiss? They seem to be more successful doing many of the things objectivists advocate, such as limited foreign intervention, a free economy, etc. Well, yes and no. I mean, the Swiss economy is not exactly a free market. It's freer than many countries in Europe. It might even be freer right now than the United States, but they have all kinds of weird regulations and weird controls. Every canton is a little bit different with different regulations because of the way they pass laws in Switzerland. Their limited foreign intervention is much more of a, you know, a stance of weakness. What would they do if they were actually attacked? Could they even respond? Would they respond? So I don't think Switzerland is a country to be compared with an objectivist ideal, or even to talk about objectivist principles is motivating Switzerland, because I don't think that's true. I don't think they are objectivist principles. And they are freer countries in the world today. I think on the Economic Freedom Index, there are a number of countries out there that also don't intervene internationally, Hong Kong, Singapore, that at least economically significantly freer than Switzerland. But none of them are based on objectivist standards. The objectivist standard for political organization for government is the protection of individual rights, on principle, the protection of individual rights. And I don't think that animates the Swiss government. I don't think it animates the Hong Kong government. I don't think it animates any government in the world today. And that's the sad state of the world today. And that, by the way, is what animates an objectivist foreign policy, too. It's the protection of individual rights. It's unlimited foreign intervention. Limited foreign intervention is the outcome. But what the principle is the protection of the rights of Americans. That is, if you pose a threat to Americans, then I don't believe in limited foreign intervention. Then you need to do whatever you need to do to protect the rights of Americans. So limited foreign intervention is not a principle. The protection of individual rights is the principle that animates foreign policy.